Welcome to another RPG podcast where hopefully you had a great, let me lower this down, a great Christmas. Did you have a good Christmas day or whatever?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Did you get any presents?
Yeah, I got this fancy wallet.
You had a fancy wallet? Oh, whoop it out.
It's not really a fancy wallet. It's actually like a very minimalist wallet. Like, I really wanted this wallet.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like super thin, no folding, no...
Oh,
it's
is just it the like one? Card wallet. Is it the one that folds like two ways and...
No, it doesn't fold at all.
It's just
this
two?
This is it.
That's it?
It's just...
That's an awesome... So it's not really a wallet. It's more like a holster?
Yeah. Looks well, like. They call it a card wallet.
Oh, okay.
And just for cards. I like it because it's really, really thin. So I just have like my two... my debit and credit card and my ID in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just because like a big wallet kind of bothers me when I sit down. Like,
yeah, you're right.
I don't know. A lot of people are too manly to admit it. Like, this kind of bothers my ass when I sit down. But
well,
for me, I'm like, eh.
I always got shit for my wallet because I have, like, a pretty big wallet. But it doesn't have much in it other than what yours has. Uh-huh. So it has, like, my ID, my debit card, and, you know, my school ID and my credit card. And everyone's like, dude, where's the money at? It's like, dude, who the fuck carries money now? It has debit cards, you know? And I mean, everyone like, gives me shit for that, but I never carry money. Like, that's the first thing I spend.
I carry money around, but I just carry it in my pocket. Like, even when I had a big wallet, I carry my money in my pocket. I just don't like my money being in my wallet.
Yeah, I'd never carry money around anymore. That's like the first thing I spend. So that's why I don't carry it around.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah, because when
then
I have
again, debit cards are too easy. Always have exact change.
But it's weird because yeah, that's true. But it's weird because with my debit card, I won't spend as much as with like if I have money. If I have money, I just be like, that's $20, whatever. Here's $20. You know, it's weird, but I always do that. I always catch myself like if I have $20 in my pocket, I want to go spend it. Whereas if I just have my debit card, I know I have money, but I'm not going to go spend it. It's almost like that bird. It's like it's fire in my pocket that I just want to get out.
It's just burning. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about some news. PlayStation Vita sales are not as high as they should have been.
Yeah, second week dip.
In Japan. This brings me to think that they should have released it this year in America for the holidays, man.
Oh, yeah.
You think that thing would have sold, like, fucking... doesn't matter.
They probably didn't have a bunch made.
But...
That's probably what it was.
It seems like you should have just tried to get it out. I mean, they probably knew about this thing a long time ago, but you should have fucking done it during Christmas in America. Because, man, that thing would have sold... Supposedly, right now, they just have 400,000 from when it released, which was the... When did it release?
Last week.
The 19th?
Yeah, I think so, on the 19th.
From the 19th to the 25th, it has around 400,000 units sold. And the DS in that same time had 482,000.
No, actually what it was is in the first 2 days, it had like...
72,000 in 48 hours.
No, in the first 2 days, it had...
325,000.
300, like over 300,000. And then in the second week, it only had 70,000. Versus in that same week, the 3DS had like 480,000.
Yeah, it was steady.
But the thing was, though, they probably should have released it like a week earlier just because the 3DS just came out with like fucking Mario Kart and Mario 3DS.
Their lineup's actually building strength.
And they got the Zelda game, like, and a couple other games, I think high-profile games. Like, why would you release it during the week of high-profile Nintendo games? That's not really that smart.
Oh, but when it comes back over here, then I'm pretty sure it'll make a lot of money.
Sell like gangbusters.
Yeah, it'll sell quite a bit of money.
But yeah, they probably just didn't have a lot of them made, so they knew they couldn't do like a worldwide thing. Like same thing as the PS3, it didn't launch in Europe till like 6 months later when they actually had like a steady number of PS3s made.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of not launching, so GameStop earlier this week said that The Last Guardian was not going to come out because they weren't holding pre-orders for it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But it was their bad, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like, my bad. And the game is coming out, but is it bad for this game? This game is not looking too good right now.
Yeah.
Over the past couple weeks, it's been getting canceled and stories of it getting canceled.
It wasn't getting canceled. It was just that the producer had quit. But then GameStop was just like, oh, yeah, it's canceled. Like, it was just GameStop out of nowhere that said it was canceled.
But
and then they said, my bad. let's get those pre-orders back.
Do you still want to play a game with like this much this many problems around it?
I'm sure it'll be good. Like, I mean, just drama has nothing to do with like quality of the game.
Wasn't the game supposed to come out earlier this year, or at least this year?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out this year.
I don't know. We'll see when it comes out, but things aren't looking too good for The Last Guardian or TLG or whatever the hell people want to call it, because there's something going on with that game. You think they're just not clicking? Someone's like, you're an idiot.
They're probably doing shit and they're saying, nah, it doesn't work for the rest of the game.
Oh, they're probably doing crazy elaborate stuff. Is that what you're thinking? Slowing down the process?
They're probably doing some Metal Gear Rising shit where it's just like, yeah, we built pretty much the entire game and then we decided we didn't like it, so we started over.
Yeah, they're doing like this whole elaborate, you know what'll work? This. And then they'll try to do the whole elaborate thing and they're like, you know what? It didn't work as well as I thought. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah, because like if it's a puzzle, like not a puzzle game, but like where you need certain powers and it's like, fuck, now I got to redesign every level.
Anyway.
Fuck.
Speaking of new publishers, Spark Unlimited, there's a rumor that Spark Unlimited is working on Star Wars Battlefront 3.
Who's Spark Unlimited?
This is where I'm getting to that part. So Spark Unlimited has worked on, where is it at? I know it's, okay. Call of Duty Finest Hour. Turning Point, Fall of Liberty. Call of Duty Finest Hour is just a Call of Duty game. Turning Point, Fall of Liberty, it was a game for the PS3 and 360where the Nazis take over. Yeah. It essentially revolved around Winston Churchill gets hit with a car or something like that and therefore doesn't go and resolve the conflict in Europe.
Okay.
So Hitler takes over and it's this war between Nazis and America.
Okay.
And so it was still pretty bad. It was still bad, but I'm just letting you guys know.
That sounds okay.
And Legendary. This is a funny story about
the
game.
That sounds familiar.
When I was working at GameStop, we got a Legendary for free. And the store manager always gets like a free game every depending on the developer and the publisher.
Uh-huh.
They'll send GameStop, you know, a certain amount and they'll give them to the managers, you know, kind of incentive for working there. Well, we got a Legendary for free, and our manager took it back, and he played it, and he was like, man, that game's fucking terrible. You know, if anyone wants it, it's here. And he left it there. Nobody touched it. Nobody. It was just there for days. Like, nobody would touch it. You know, it was that game where you're just like, dude, somebody take that shit. You know, it's a free game. And everybody's like, no. I don't want that game.
You could just take it and trade it right back in, right?
That's what we always go for, right? Because you could trade it in and get another game that you want or get some money towards another game.
Yeah.
The trading for that game was shit, like, the off the new bat. It was, like, fucking probably $5 or something, like $3 to $5.
Brand new?
Yeah.
$60 game, you get $5
back. And it had just came out, like, a couple weeks prior. It was ridiculous. So these guys have made those games.
Wow.
And supposedly they're on Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, that doesn't put 3. Me at ease because I have fond memories of Battlefront 2.
I don't think these guys are making Battlefront 3 from what I know of them making. There's no way that franchise is going to go to these guys.
I hope not.
But the reason that that's a rumor is because they've tweeted that, you know, we're working with LucasArts, you know, in this project. So everyone's trying to, you know, one and one equals Star Wars Battlefront 3. But from these guys' track records, we don't want it to equal Battlefront 3. Man. There's no way. I mean, unless they've, like, radically fucking done something in there that's just going to make them amazing, there's no way these guys are working on this fucking game. There's no way I would...
I fucking hope not.
Lucas, what the fuck are you doing if you...
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I have fond memories of Battlefront 2. I don't really remember the story at all, but just the gameplay, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a great game. I'm pretty sure if it is coming out, there's a lot of people waiting for it. You know, a lot of people have been waiting for that game for a long time as well. Battlefront 3. Yeah, Battlefront 3, you know. When you have a good game like Battlefront 2, everyone wants the Battlefront 3.
Yeah, 1 and 2 came out, like, pretty close together.
Yeah.
And 3 just never arrived.
Yeah, 3's been like, when are you making Battlefront 3? When are you, like, when is that coming out? It's got to come out sometime. But I'm like 100% sure these guys aren't going to make it. There's no way that they would let you guys make it. But it will come out sooner or later. It's just not going to be made by
PS4, Xbox 720, next box.
It's not going to be made by Sparks Unlimited, that's for sure.
I'm surprised there's still a company. Like, how is it that all these like good developers get shut down and shit, and Sparks Unlimited is just floating about,
chilling, like, chilling, still making one of the, trying to make one of the best, you know, fucking games around, you know, the best market. And yeah, the guys who made Blur and Split Second are just like, nah, your game wasn't good enough.
You got Blur, Split Second, Team Bondi. Like, yeah, we made great games, and we just, maybe they didn't sell well, or we just had, you know, a bad relationship with the publisher, and we got shut down.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You guys make shitty games consistently that probably don't sell either. Well, obviously don't sell. Look at Legendary.
Yeah, they fucking can't even give that shit away. And there's no way. Anyway, speaking of making games, there's a new South Park RPG coming out.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was just reading the story, and I went down, scrolled down to the very first comment. They're like, man, this is something that should have been done in the 90s. Like, I don't think anyone gives a shit about South Park anymore, which that guy's dead wrong, because everybody gives a shit about South Park. And it's made by the guys who made Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Obsidian? Yeah. So, they're going to be making a fucking...
So Obsidian made Vegas? New Vegas?
Yeah.
Obsidian. Oh, you would think it would be...
It wasn't the same people who made Fallout 3 or 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a new
Fallout 3
developer.
Is who?
Fallout... Here, let me look it up.
Yeah.
But Fallout 3 and the other one are different. Or maybe it was somebody else. Check out Fallout...
Oh, it's Bethesda, right?
Bethesda, yeah. Check who made Fallout New Vegas as well. Anyways, so they are making a new South Park game, and the way they explained it is so amazing. So you're going to get to, you know, flip off, cuss, kick in the nuts. They had a picture with Butters holding a fucking hammer ready to beat the crap out of somebody. And Matt Stone and Trey Parker wanted to make this game as bloody and
as full of tears as possible.
Yeah.
Full of children crying as possible. I just checked. New Vegas is by Obsidian.
By Obsidian, yeah. So it's being made by the same guys. For this game, I think that's a pretty good
it's
fit.
It's like an expansion, right?
What?
New Vegas, it's an expansion, or was it a full-fledged sequel?
It wasn't a sequel. It was just another Fallout game.
But I mean, was it like a $60 release? Or
it was $60 release.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a new Fallout game. Yeah, for this game, though, I think they're a very good fit, though. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, Matt Stone and Trey Parker wanted an RPG, and they got a pretty good RPG company. And now they're going to go to town on South Park. And Trey Parker and Matt Stone are fucking writing the game. So there isn't many holes you can find in this, you know? I don't think even if the fucking... I'm pretty sure the gameplay can't be that hard to muster up or anything.
You know, actually, speaking of Fallout... I was just reading today that like one of the developers of Fallout just released a mod for the game that, you know, like tweaks shit and does things or whatever. And then since he worked on the game, like he developed the game, they're like, well, why don't you just make this a patch? He's like, well, there's nobody working on Fallout anymore. Like,
oh really?
There's not a team dedicated to like DLC or patches or anything. Like, this is just something I made in my spare time to fit the way I like to play the game.
Oh wow. But yeah, that guy must like Fallout.
Yeah, he must really love that.
Because I don't think there's many people playing it anymore either. There's
no, like you said, there's no team that even touches the game or
there's no
it.
Team developing anything for it, and there's no team playing it either.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, the classes. I forgot what classes there were, but
he said there was there's five classes.
They're pretty standard.
One of them is Jew.
Yeah, one of them is Jew. That's the best thing you can find. But the other classes are pretty standard. They're like mage and fucking warrior and shit like that. Shit you can find in a normal RPG. The twist here is that it's more of them making it up, as in the kids in the story are making it up that they're mages, where. They don't really have powers. Instead, they're like throwing flaming fireballs, like, you know,
toilet paper.
Yeah, toilet paper flaming fireballs is what they're going for. So that seems pretty, pretty South Park-ish.
It's a realistic approach to a realistic scenario or something.
Yeah, it seems like that's something that South Park has done for a while. And
it's a child's imagination.
Yeah, that's exactly where we're going. Anyways, let's go to Nintendo story. Nintendo is planning for an app store for the Nintendo Wii U.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was reading that, too.
That sounds pretty cool, if they can pull it off somehow.
They need to, because, I mean, I'm surprised that PS3 and Xbox don't have an app store already.
That is surprising.
Although, Xbox does have apps, as, like, a Twitter app.
But they're not really...
Facebook.
I wouldn't count those as apps.
But those are apps in a way.
They're applications, but like the meaning behind apps is something different to me now. That, you know.
Oh, things that just enhance.
Yeah, that make it easier for us, and that seems like something they just had to do. Like,
well, but I mean by the pure definition of it, applications.
Yeah.
Xbox definitely has more than PlayStation, for example.
I mean, oh, yeah, that's for sure. PlayStation
has, like, MLB Channel, Netflix, DirecTV Sunday Ticket and shit like that. But it doesn't have, like, UFC or fucking, what's the ATT Uverse and shit like that.
The Wii U having that tablet is probably going to make it the best place to actually even have apps.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the iPad or iPhone apps can just fucking, you know, get ported over somehow.
Although I'm pretty sure the apps won't affect the system in any way. Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be just like what Xbox, how Xbox defines apps, like applications.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Although I wouldn't mind like an Angry Birds for the Wii U. That would be pretty cool. Oh, the
tablet,
yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I mean, just little stuff like that seems like what they should be aiming for. Not anything fucking super drastic. Like, you know, you can watch Netflix on your fucking Wii U. And then when you leave the room, you can watch it on your tablet. It just, like, morphs over. Like, that seems pretty crazy. I mean, it seems cool as fuck.
You know, if they can do it, why not? Why take away a feature?
Yeah. If they can do it, that's perfectly fine. But it doesn't seem like they would do that.
Yeah.
It seems a little bit too crazy, you know? It's kind of like that fucking AT&T commercial where it's like you can watch it in any room. Or you just pick your fucking tablet up and just walk away with it.
Yeah.
That would be very cool, actually. Do that, Nintendo. Do that. Do you have any news?
One of the things that I was reading was a little encouraging because, you know, like online passes are a piece of shit.
Joke. Yeah, they're fucking terrible.
And
they need to get rid of those.
Oh, they're not, though.
They're not. Yeah, no, they're not, but... They need to.
But one of the things I was reading was the new Twisted Metal game coming out on PS3. It doesn't have an online pass, but what it does have is for, like, the first batch of copies that they sell are all going to have, like, a download code I think it's going to be a download code for Twisted Metal Black.
Oh, okay.
The like, last game in the series.
Yeah.
So that's what they should be doing. Like, maybe not the sequel to the last game, but, you know, like, some kind of incentive as opposed to...
To buy them originally instead of fucking making you get this online pass. That's a great idea by those guys.
Instead of like blocking off a portion of your customers, just give the early customers something better than everyone else.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Seems like these guys are thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
Instead of because
David Jaffe, you know, he's known for being an asshole to everyone else. So if he does something like an online pass, you know he's getting it.
You're coming for him. Coming for his fucking house and everything. He's getting sued just like Battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily they'll have it. Not like fucking Battlefield 3 with Battlefield 1943 where they didn't have it until they got sued.
Yeah, I actually just downloaded my 1943 yesterday. Huh. I haven't played it yet, but I downloaded it yesterday.
I don't think many people wanted to play as much as the principle of them buying it for, you know, to just this incentive that they got and then not being able to play what they were promised.
Yeah, because yesterday I was just thinking, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I went and, like, looked up how to do it. And it was really simple. I just had to go on the website and then sign in, and then it just gave me a code.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was really simple. Does Xbox Battlefield have an online pass?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure, because I know it has, like, a dedicated disc. So I wasn't sure if, like, that was the online pass kind of thing.
No, it has an online pass.
And that kind of sucks. So if you don't have an online pass, you might as well just throw that disc away.
Yeah, right? It'd be pretty pointless to have them both. Oh, I haven't even played Battlefield, the fucking actual single player.
Oh, I was playing that shit today, and, like, that shit was pissing me off.
Was it? On Veteran or whatever?
Yeah, I was playing it on hard, and it wasn't pissing me off that it's, like, hard and I just can't beat it. But it's just, like their engine for the campaign doesn't fit very well.
Oh, okay.
Like if the game saves, like, you know, a little saving icon or whatever, like, you got a checkpoint, it's saving, the game will, like, freeze for 3 seconds.
Oh, that sucks. And I hate when games do that.
And then, like, if you die, it just reloads the level. It doesn't just restart like Call of Duty. You know, you die, it gives you a little quote, and you're back in the action.
Yeah.
Like this one, you die, mission failed, reloads the level, and, like, it takes a long time.
compared to Call of Duty. Which is something we were praising Call of Duty on, where, like, when you die, you just fucking read a quote. Sometimes, like I said, you can't even fucking read the quote, and you're already back in the game. You know, getting your ass kicked again or whatever it is.
Yeah, this one doesn't even give you a quote. You just die and you watch a loading screen.
Yeah, that's...
And then you come back and then you die again. And it's like, I got frustrated. I was like...
It's easy things like that where, you know, it's like if one developer has it right, why don't you just copy it?
And it's just the storyline didn't seem that action-packed either. Like, it seemed like they were kind of forcing things. And it's just like, well, that wasn't very convincing. Like, he goes and kicks open a door and it's just like, Duke. Like, I want to hear some fucking hinges breaking and shit like that. Like, I want
to. That's something Call of Duty has right. When they break a door, they don't even kick it. They shoot the fucking hinges off first. Like, there's no one fucking, you know, they don't give a shit how much ammo they waste. They're shooting those hinges off.
Yeah.
You don't even need to do that, but they're going to do it, you know? They shoot the two hinges and the fucking doorknob. Fuck it. Take it out. You know? We got leftover bullets here.
Yeah. So it's just like, I don't know, it was kind of whatever.
It's a fucking video game, man. What are they charging per fucking ammo blast in a fucking video game now, or what? You fucking make this action-packed. Nobody gives a shit about the story in these games anyways.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to make them as fun as possible.
And then I played, the jet level. And you don't actually fly the jet.
Oh, what the really?
You're, like, the passenger in the jet. And you do the shooting, but you don't do any of the flying. Which is, I think they did it for a good reason because, like, personally, I'm horrible at flying jets.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at flying jets, too.
Like, flying jets, helicopters, it doesn't matter what I'm flying, I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
And so I think they figured if people are bad at it, then they're just never going to get past this third level.
They're
going to
have a hard time with this level, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll cut off some slack there. That's pretty accurate.
I can imagine the people that are great at it are kind of pissed. Like, come on.
Well, the people that are great at it over fucking going straight up and shooting people with rockets off their fucking jet or whatever.
Actually, so. I saw this one today. This guy, he was in a helicopter, and he's like shooting missiles at a tank on the ground. And so he shoots a missile at it, and it says vehicle disabled. You know, he disabled the vehicle, and then he sees a guy get out of the tank and starts running away, and he gets out of the helicopter. Aims with the sniper rifle and headshots him from, like, a few hundred meters away. Like, it was just a very quick... It was, like, a quick scope, but, like, super fast. He's
falling.
Sounds
great. Do you know what the name of the video is?
He gets back in his helicopter.
Do you know what the name of the video is?
I don't even know how I found it.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you just Google, like, snipe off helicopter Battlefield 3 or something like that, you might find it.
But, yeah, and then
that
sounds pretty amazing, though. He ends up dying when he gets back in because it's, like,
shit.
The helicopter's falling too fast, so he can't, like, pick it up in time before he hits the ground. But still, like, it was beast as fuck.
You really gonna nitpick that, though? Fucking headshot from across, you know, fuck across the map, and you're like, nice. Oh, well, you died, so it's not that cool.
No, that shit was awesome still.
No, that sounds amazing.
The explosion made it more awesome, actually.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like that shit we used to do when we were fucking 12. Like, I was telling Matt, we were playing the new I forgot what it was called. It's a new Call of Duty, like, custom playlist that they released during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
It's called Drop Zone. There you go. It's called Drop Zone. Basically, it's like a King of the Hill, but every, you know, depending on how many people are in the little Drop Zone, there's care packages coming.
Uh-huh.
So the more people there are, the more care packages come for that team. So if there's 4 people in the Drop Zone, they're dropping 4 care packages. Also, if you're in the Drop Zone by yourself, you get a care package that you can grab super fast. Mm-hmm. And we were playing this, and it's pretty much, like, the most bullshit game type. Just because, like, all right, say you're in the Drop Zone early on, and you get an AC-130. The whole game is already fucked, because you got an AC-130 on the very first fucking, you know, care package. And you're going to fucking destroy everyone, because the objective
is
of it
is... Is it a short game type?
What happened?
Is it short?
It's sure if you know how to play. If there's a lot of people in the drop zone, you get 25 per person, like every second.
Okay, and,
it's up to 7,500.
Oh, okay.
So it's super fast. Like maybe in one drop zone, we got to like half the score. So it's just like two drop zones. But if somebody gets a fucking like sick ass care baggage, it's complete annihilation.
Can you still get kill streaks?
No, there's no kill streaks in it.
So there's no. Like predators, there's no vest, there's no.
There's you can't get any of that. You have to get everything from the drop zone, okay. From the care package, and it's actually very fun. But it's like I said, something we would like when we were 13. Now we kind of like controlling everything, you know, like oh they're gonna spawn over there, so then everybody goes over there. Whereas when we were younger, we would just want to fucking kill everyone and you know have all this fun. Now we're just kind of like. No, we want to have them spawn on that side. So, but it's a pretty fun game time, except for when they get that AC-130 or Pavlo or whatever, and they just start fucking shit up.
Yeah, well, you could always pull out the stingers, whatever.
Yeah, but then at the same time, they're getting more care baggages. I've had it where I've had, like, fucking three care baggages just fucking dropping shit on people. I had, like, I had two Predator missiles, a chopper already in the air. I had a leftover chopper and then like a fucking assault drone on the ground. God, I just fucking destroying everybody. It's ridiculous. You know, they would take out my chopper and then I just fucking drop with the fucking Predator missile on them. It was ridiculous, but it's super fun if you like that.
Yeah.
See, I kind of like people earning like, their kill streaks more than just getting them.
It seems like, yeah, if you're winning, you're really going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. And like if you get lucky, you get real lucky, and you pretty much win the game for everyone.
Yeah, like it doesn't seem like there's much of a chance to turn the tides. Like, once you start getting nestled in, you start getting care packages. Like, how often do you get a care package?
It seems like it's, I would say, no more than, you know, 3 seconds, probably.
Once every 3 seconds?
Yeah, if there's someone in there, they're just dropping. They're not there. It doesn't take long. And if there's a lot of people there, there's, like, 3-4 care packages at one time.
God damn, yeah. That seems kind of...
Yeah, it's unbalanced. Pretty bad. But you can get the kill on an enemy with a drop with a crate in that game type too, though. So it's pretty fun if you want to get that that title or emblem. Yeah, because it keeps dropping and it gives you the care package. So it's your care package essentially. So if it drops on someone, then it's your kill.
Okay.
So you can get it there. But that's what we've been playing and. We liked it. It's just, you know, sometimes you want to play something different than Team Deathmatch, and that's what we chose, and we had a little bit of fun. So feel free to try it if you guys want.
Yeah, I actually meant to try it out. I also meant to try out Specialist because I haven't really tried it. I've tried it split screen, and, like, I'm just not as good playing split screen because my screen is cut in half.
Yeah, that's pretty weak. So, I hate like, split screen.
I haven't gotten a good play with Specialist, and I... haven't played Drop Zone yet.
I have nothing against Specialists. I just don't like using it. There's something weird about not having kill streaks. it seems super fun when
kind of reward.
When you become this fucking superhuman guy with all these perks and shit. It's awesome, but there's just something about it that I just don't like.
It's because it's sort of the same thing with everything. Like, you still die just as quickly.
Yeah,
Then all your perks are gone, and then whatever. But this is the same thing with a kill streak. If you're working on a kill streak and you die, I mean, it's all for naught.
I think you get more health if you have, all the perks when you get kills.
Nah, there's no way you get more health.
You don't get more health.
No. Or you have, you probably just run faster, and there's lag. That's probably it. There's no way you get more health. It would make it like the best fucking streak ever.
I have 150% health. I can take 4 bullets now.
I could just play. It doesn't even matter when people are using double FMGs and just fucking raping you still.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got nerfed last week.
I'll fix my ass.
Yeah, they got nerfed last week. Yeah, fucking right. They shoot fucking straighter now. That's what they fixed. They get more headshots.
Hip fire accuracy was too low.
I swear, man, their hip fire accuracy is not like burst. Like, the whole point of hip fire is you have the reticule, and hip fire is going to shoot inside that reticule. But, man, with those FMGs, it shoots right in the fucking middle, dude. There's, like, no fucking around that. It's just right dead middle. It fucking destroys people. It's ridiculous. I hate fucking FMGs.
I think what it does, like, one on the outside and then three in the middle, and then a couple on the outside and then three in the middle. But then it's two of them, and the fucking fire rate is insane.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So it's like, yeah, you're going to die.
It must be It must be harder than I think to hotfix shit or to patch stuff up. Because goddamn, I would. Seems like if I knew what the fuck I was doing, I would have done that shit a long time ago. So it must be harder than I think.
Those dual revolvers are pretty beast too. I've seen people use them, and they just get kills from across the map.
Yeah,
like those are pretty accurate.
Anyways, do you got any news?
You know, Viacom, they had bought Harmonix a while back.
Yeah.
And then they sold them, like they didn't want them anymore.
They slagged them.
And so they're trying to find someone to buy them, and no one wanted to buy them, so Harmonix bought themselves.
Oh, good, like, for them.
So they bought them themselves for $50.
For $50, yeah, no way.
This is like a year ago, I think, or I don't know, maybe some months ago. But the deal was, like, you know, you can buy yourself $50, but you have to take over all the legal matters with all the songs and the license agreements and shit like that. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, we're not touching this anymore. This is all you, you know?
That sounds great.
I guess there was something, like, after they did that, Viacom was like, oh, remember when we gave you guys all those sweet-ass bonuses? Well, we accidentally overpaid you, so we want it back.
Oh, they can't do that. And that's fucking, like, total fucking dicks.
And I guess they did all this legal court shit and this and that. And then it ended up fucking up Viacom because now they have to pay Harmonix $383 million.
Oh, wow.
Like, I guess they lost and there was some other shit in there that Viacom wasn't paying attention to when they made these claims.
Yeah, it seems like Harmonix had a pretty good sense of what they were getting into by buying themselves and all those losses. It seems like they already had a way around it.
Yeah.
I would think so.
What did they make? Just Dance or Dance Central or one of those?
They made a Rock Band.
No, but on Kinect. They made Dance Central,
yeah, they
right?
made Dance Central, yeah.
And that shit was selling like gangbusters. I mean, these guys know what the fuck they're doing with music.
Yeah, that's so true.
They said, guitar games are dying. Okay, let's make a fucking dance game.
They've made two of them, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, they know what the fuck, yeah, like you said, they know what the fuck they're doing with their game types. Also, DLC, by not having Viacom behind them and somebody who has like all this fucking money, I don't think many people want to sue them anymore. It's like when you have this fucking multi-billion fucking dollar company, everyone's going to fucking try to get a piece of that when they find a wiggle room. But man, if it was just Harmonix, I don't think many people would want to sue them unless they had a fucking butt ton of money. It's like, how much money can you really get from them? Now they're obviously fucking $400 million richer, but
yeah.
But I think they got a pretty well now.
Yeah, they own themselves, so no one else owns them. They fucking...
You know, I think what they might be doing is releasing their hardware to other, like the Black Eyed Peas or whatever,
uh-huh.
Where they're like, here, this, you can use our hardware to make your game, but you know, just pay us for you know, our
money you make,
like, yeah, percentage. Our hardware, and you guys could deal with the fucking licensing of the songs, and then just, you know, probably make some money that way instead of like licensing the songs to have in Dance Intro or whatnot.
Well, they probably do just because they have DLC. Like DLC is their bread and butter.
Yeah, they're pretty good at that. Then and
when you pay $2-3 a song.
Yeah, it's really good. Some songs are pretty expensive too, depending on the fucking artist or whatever. Yeah. They're really up
and
there.
People want that shit too. I mean,
that sounds like a real good. That's a real good story though. I feel happy for them.
Yeah, it's like they're not really the little guy, but compared to Viacom, they're a very little guy because Viacom owns a bunch of shit.
It's just what we were talking about right now. The studio that makes pretty good games and, you know, it had all this trouble into, you know, what are the type of games?
Not
the guitar, the
Rock Band.
Like, the Rock Band type games that were going out of style, so yeah. There was nowhere for them to go anymore. And
they're like, all right, we don't want you anymore. You know, this shit's kind of dying.
Yeah, nobody wanted them. It sucks for them, because they make pretty good games. Yeah. They actually make really good games. They've hit it on the nail a couple times with fucking Rock Band, and they've done pretty good with Dance Central.
Yeah.
It's probably the best game on the fucking Kinect.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, I think that's a...
That's it?
I think that's it for news.
All right.
Unless you want to talk about some of the games, like... Game of the Year type thing.
Oh, sure.
One of I don't know what my Game of the Year is. Like, I want to say it's Uncharted, but I kind of don't want to say it's Uncharted because
just
Uncharted
give,
3 kind of pissed me off in a way.
Just give your nominations for Game of the Year.
Like,
what do you have for?
I think it would for a lot of people, it would be Uncharted 3, Arkham City, Skyrim. Okay,
Arkham City. I'm not going to count Skyrim just because I haven't played it.
I haven't played it either.
So, you know, fucking Skyrim is a great game, but we haven't played it, so I can't.
My problem is I haven't beat Arkham City.
Yeah, I've beat Arkham City. I'll vouch for Arkham City. I mean, we got.
From what I've played, it's great.
Arkham City's in there. We got Uncharted in there, of course. Would you put Battlefield in there?
No.
No Battlefield?
It's a shoot. I mean, it's a multiplayer game. I mean,
you wouldn't put it in there?
The campaign is weak.
Oh, okay, okay. So we got Uncharted and Arkham City. What else have we played? Oh, what about Little Big Planet?
I think what we talked about earlier this year was I liked Little Big Planet 1 better.
Yeah. Like, okay. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I forgot what other games came out.
I can't think of what else I played either, like, and beat.
Forgot what other games.
Because Arkham City, I really like it, but I just haven't beat it yet. Because I've been doing so many side missions.
Yeah.
And beefing myself up. I'm kind of the person that was like, I want to beef myself up now. That way, everything is easy later.
That sounds great. Let me check this real quick.
I'm over there looking for Riddler shit and puzzles and shooting out the cameras and stuff.
I know I had a document here with a bunch of.
But with Uncharted 3, like I like the game, but the thing I don't like about it is that they try to like make everything too big in it or too risky. Like, everything Drake does, every time he fucking does anything, climbs anything, touches anything, he almost dies. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, he doesn't need to almost die every fucking 2 minutes for this to be exciting. Like, he climbs something, then that ledge breaks, and he barely grabs something else, and then something hits him, and he barely grabs something else. Like, fuck, man. Okay, it's kind of overkill now. I've seen him almost die about 100 times so far. And it just got to the point where, like, that's way too unrealistic.
Okay. So how about we'll do this? We've named a couple of games. How about next week we just do our full game of the year list and then we'll compare.
Okay.
You have a game of the year, I have a game of the year, and we say why. And then we'll also do downloadable game of the year and movie of the year.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what we'll do next week, since I'm pretty sure there's going to be no fucking news like this week.
Yeah, all the Christmas.
Yeah, so Christmas we'll try to make it as amazing as possible, and hopefully you guys, you know, we still have the YouTube channel and jazz like that. Have a good week. Have a good and safe New Year's.
Please be safe.
Oh, did you hear about that AAA thing?
What?
They have a number where if you are drunk or whatever, you can call this number and they'll tow your car along with you to wherever you want to go for free.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know where it is, but it's online if you guys want to check that out, if you guys drink. And
it's probably, like, free if you try a month of their service.
Still better than fucking dying.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, have a great great year, and hopefully we'll have another year of this. We've done what? This is we're going on the second year.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll do another one. Have a nice week, guys. Bye.